Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, often held up as models of what every family should be like, every family, Christian or Jewish. We must never forget that the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, were not Christians. They were Jews. And as good Jewish people living in the first century of our era, they were also a good family. Now, someone once said to me, how unfair it is to ask us to take the Holy Family as our model, to ask us to be like them. I'm not sure that's exactly what we ask people to do, but at any rate, you get the point of what they were saying. After all, he said to me, look at who they were, Jesus, Son of God, as well as Son of Mary. He must have been a model child. Mary, his virginal mother, preserved from sin from her conception. And Joseph, the just man, who was so careful to protect Mary when he discovered her pregnancy and knew the child was not his. They had it made. None of the problems for them that most of us have to put up with. Don't tell me to look to them as models of family life. I don't know what Pope Francis said in his homily today. I haven't heard about it yet. But you may have heard that in his message to the world on Christmas Day, he struck a particularly somber note as he talked about the difficulties faced by many families throughout the world. He was particularly moving as he spoke about the children who are at risk, children who suffer mistreatment and violence, children who have been kidnapped and sold into slavery, children who have been killed by acts of terrorism. And I asked myself, could these families find some encouragement from reflecting on the Holy Family? Well, as I read the stories that Matthew and Luke have given us about this family, it seems to me they didn't have it so easy after all. There really were a lot of problems. Take that troublesome pregnancy to begin with. Matthew tells us that Joseph had to do a bit of wrestling with that one. And it took an angel in a dream to set him straight. Not exactly a good beginning for a happy family life. Then they had to take that trip to Bethlehem when Mary was about to give birth. Not an easy trip, that one. And once they arrived, no room at the inn. Mary had to have her child in a stable. No cradle for the baby, only a manger for his first bed, a place where animals came to feed. Then again, in Matthew's version of things, the child's life was threatened, and they had to flee to Egypt. Can you imagine what that must have been like? A foreign country with a language they did not understand, customs that were strange, gods that were not their own. Immigrants in our world today perhaps could look to them for some encouragement. Remember, too, what Luke has told us, how Jesus stayed behind in the temple and Mary and Joseph thought that he was lost. Imagine their anguish as they searched for him and how they must have felt when he seemed to rebuke them. Did you realize that I had to be about my father's business? Poor Joseph, who considered himself the boy's father, probably didn't know what he was talking about. Now, the Holy Family did not have an easy time of it. And for that reason, perhaps it might be at least a little bit easier for us to look up to them as we, as families, experience their own difficulties. We can look to them for an example of how to act in times of trouble. Times when we don't know where we're going or what the next roadblock will be that gets in our way. But there's something else I think that's important here. The glue that held this family together, that made it possible for them to weather stormy times, was love. It was love that got them through hazardous journeys, exile, threats to the life of the child, to say nothing of the poverty of their humble life as he was growing up. It was a love that began with God the Father, who loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. It was the love that prompted Mary to say yes to the extraordinary thing God asked of her. And it was the love that prompted Joseph first to do what he could to protect his pregnant wife when he knew full well he was not the father. But he loved her, just as he would love the child that he grew to cherish as his own. The child himself would learn this love, and as a man he would show that he too loved the world so much that he was willing to die for it. No one, he told us, has greater love than this. John the Evangelist in his Gospel tells us that after the Last Supper with his disciples, whom he loved, Jesus told them, "Love one another as I have loved you." As I have loved you. Jesus loved them and us to death, quite literally. Surely if we loved one another as Jesus loved us, we too could all become holy families. We would not be the holy family. They actually did have some advantages over us. But we can all love one another. And every family can, with God's help, be a holy family. Something for us all to pray about and to work for with the grace of God. Let's do the best we can to make more holy families. That way, this day would be a feast that not only honors Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, it would be our feast as well.